Good night, everybody.
Happy Wednesday to the Ungovernables, the captain's crew, the LFA family, and McGroin Nation, coming to you live from the deep red state of Tennessee on rumble.com/LFA TV on a happy Wednesday. This is Ungoverned, and we hope you're all having a great day. Dragon, I'm sure, is going to be giving us his signature Wednesday post in the live chat, as he always does, and we have a bone to pick with him because he's a Buffalo Bills fan, and they just launched a gay football team. That's good. Nothing like homosexuality and men in tights. Very nice. Why are you gay? You are gay. I told you there was something going on in Buffalo. I told you. Born sideways, right? It's like, what was that song by Lady Gaga? I was born this way, so I was born sideways. That's what it is. I don't know. Whatever. Bills want to do it. It's a community outreach event. I don't really care, to be honest with you. It has no impact on me, but I do care enough to make fun of Dragon McGroin because he's a Bills fan, and it's okay. We're good, I think. I hope. Anyway, we're rocking and rolling here. It is a Wednesday, last live show of the week, so you know what that means. We will be doing live calls today, 631-527-4545 in the second half of the show, not the first, second half of the show, 631-527-4545. Get it typed in on your phone. Get it ready to go. It is those that the call queue gets very competitive. A lot of people, no, it doesn't get queue. We don't do queue on this show, but it gets very competitive, and I don't want to see anybody miss out. Lose out on bragging rights. So that will be 631-527-4545. We got a bunch of things to talk about. We're going to make fun of who here in the live chat would like... You saw the Eli thumbnail, the Eli special that we had, right? Who here in the live chat would like to make fun... Maybe you don't want to do it. Maybe people don't want to do it. I want to do it, but listen, the show is for the chat. It's not for me. Who here in the live chat would like to make fun of The View today? Would you like to make fun of The View? Let's see. Let's see what people say in the live chat. It's a long delay, right? In the live chat. So we'll see if we'll see who wants to make fun of The View. Brennan, do you like making fun of the View?
Oh, I'm a big fan.
Ken Jaso is a Bills fan and wasn't born sideways. Well,
Candy.
Candy?
We love Candy.
I hate to say this. We love you. I know, big fan of Gettysburg, right? That's them, right? Big fan. They got the ghost picture. We got that one time. The rule is, if you're a Bills fan, you are born sideways. But there's an exception to every rule, so maybe not. A lot of people are saying, yes, let's do it. Tropical Storm Alberto in the Gulf might be the first hurricane for Florida. Alberto, I've known him for a long time. I call him Al. He's a beautiful hurricane. all right, so everybody wants to make fun of The View. It's unanimous. Everyone wants to make fun of The View. Thank you. Good. Obtained consent of the governed. See, Congress, is that so hard? Get in touch with your districts and ask what they should do. We're going to make fun of The View today. We have a lot to make fun of on The View. Sean Stradamus strikes again. I always tell you, you're not wasting your time here. Do you guys remember back last week after Joe Biden signed that, it wasn't last week, it was 2 weeks ago. Executive order. Sound like Patrick Starr.
Did.
No, this is Patrick.
Careful, SpongeBob.
remember on when Biden signed his executive order, I said a couple things are going to happen. Well, you know, you're not wasting your time when you watch the show. This is why I ask you to share it. I don't care how many views we get. I just care if people are getting the right amount of information, the right information, and an accurate perspective on the information. There's a lot of BSers out there. I don't know how some of these people still have audiences other than they hear what they want to hear. It is what it is. We're not BS. We don't do BS here, okay? We're going to play that clip for you in just a second. You know, self-praise does stink a little bit, but it is nice to say, hey, look, here's what I said was going to happen, and here's a receipt of it happening. So we will talk about that as well. The Biden regime is absolutely panicking over the fact that the Pampers president is proving to be incompetent and incontinent. That's it. We're going to have to do a video of that. The Pampers president, that's Joe Biden. Trump is the outlaw president. The Pampers president is incompetent and incontinent, okay? That's it. Incompetent, incontinent, Joe Biden 2024.
Incompetent,
incont. Now we sound like we're speaking like another language.
We are.
Oh, incompetent.
Oui, oui.
Vivi. 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 That's Italian hands with French words. It is. No, it's not. It's not life, life. We have that. We have the Biden regime, FBI sending agents to a nurse's house. She blew the whistle on that illegal operation in Texas, the child sex change operation. Now they're visiting the nurse. They visited the doctor. Now they're visiting a nurse. See what happens when you stand out of line, even if you're the doctors. Trust the doctors. Nope. Not if you're that doctor. I don't know. Maybe this is just me.
What?
Maybe it's a tinfoil hat thing. What? You know, if a large number of people go missing crossing the southern border, is it an oopsie? Do you think, Brennan? If a large number of people, have gone missing on the southern border, do you think it's just like, whoops,
oops,
they disappeared?
What happened there?
Or is it one of those? Or is it like, no. So what do you think it is?
I think, well, is it all age groups?
600,000 children.
Children.
Yes.
Well, I believe then that they have them. They
right.
use them for their pedophile
things.
Things.
Right.
And then kill them.
So in other words, you don't think this is an accident. You think this is trafficking.
Yes.
Oh, that's reasonable, I think.
That's a shorter answer.
Because I will tell you this. I'll tell you this. Because when you lose 600,000 children, at some point, you know, 100 year, maybe, you don't know, 1,000. That's a pretty big number. 600, that's over 500,000. 600,000 children who cross the southern border. Biden regime has no idea where they are. Or do they? Or do they? I don't... It's hard for me with that number of people, that massive number of people, to think that it just happened on accident. Whoops! We lost them, folks! Look, I know that Joe Biden can't remember where his keys are, neither can I. But he can't remember, you know, what drawer the socks are in, or why he doesn't know which brand of diaper to wear on Wednesdays. Not what I'm saying. You lose 600,000 kids? That's not an accident. That's not a, folks, here's the deal. I got Harry. No. No, dementia is not bailing you out of that one, Joe. We got that. Sad. Willie Mays, the Say Hey Kid, I think that was his nickname, baseball, passed away, 93 years old. And the left thinks that we hate Willie Mays because Willie Mays is black. But I actually... love Willie Mays, one of the best outfielders the game has ever seen. And I taught him how to catch the ball. I have to say, I taught him how to catch, taught him how to play baseball. Tremendous guy. No, Willie Mays passed away, 93 years old, a baseball legend. He will be missed. Not forgotten. But Willie Mays, we...
Is Willie Hayes a guy?
I think he is. There's a million people who sound like... There's Willie Mays Hayes, and then there's all sorts of people who are... They revolve around the same type of nickname.
Okay.
It's interesting. All right, we got a bunch of stuff. We have calls, second half of the show. We mentioned it, 631-527-4545. Bunch of video on the first half of the show. Some interesting stuff. Before we get to all that, I want to get to a word from our friends at OFPFarms.com. That's Oscar Foxtrot, PapaFarms.com. You know how much we love OFP Farms and how much our audience absolutely loves OFP Farms. Ladies and gentlemen, the We the People line of soaps, folks. They were frustrated. OFP Farms was frustrated, but also in love with our constitutional republic that our dads and grandfathers fought for. They never thought that making a type of soap would draw the ire of the left, but nothing stops the left, ever. So this is the outlaw soap, right? This is the outlaw soap. The only thing that stopped the left is if we all participate, which means not just voting, but being a part of the parallel economy in every way possible. This is the outlaw soap. Donald Trump's mugshot on the soap. They've had the outlaw soap for a long time, but they started putting Trump's mugshot on it because he's the outlaw president. We know that. The outlaw president, Donald Trump. Whoa, Donald Trump's got the outlaw. We got the outlaw soap. We have the We the People soap right there. It just fell down, but we've picked it back up, right?
But they have Trump's face on that.
What?
Trump's face is on that.
Oh, yeah, the outlaw soap. Yeah, with the mugshot.
No, the We the People one.
Oh, yes. This Trump's face on the We the People, the colonist. Yes, yeah. That's Trump's face. Can't see it on camera. You also have the We the People. It's also on the Goat Kisses lip balm. Donald Trump's face is on that. I guess that would make the left very angry. But the profits from that soap is going to the Trump campaign. So that's OFPFarms.com, OscarFoxtrotPapaFarms.com. Pick up the Outlaw soap today. You're going to smell great. You're going to be clean. That's another reason why the left doesn't like it. They don't like clean things. They like dirty people who smell like onions on airplanes. I remember coming home from Arizona and there was this woman. And it was the only time I wanted to wear a mask on a plane. She smelled so bad. And she needed the Outlaw soap. If you smell like onions and you use the Outlaw soap, you will no longer smell like onions after one wash. But it's got to be a deep clean if you're one of these crazy liberals. Anyway, OFPFarms.com, OscarFoxtrotPapaFarms.com. 15% off the entire order if you use promo code LFA. Some people have been deciding they don't want to use the promo code LFA. They want to donate more or send more of their money over to OFP Farms and to the Trump campaign, etc. They're the first rounds of the We the People collection. More is coming soon. And they are continually selling and continually selling out. And restocking as quickly as possible. That's OFPFarms.com, OFPFarms.com, promo code LFA if you want the 15% off at checkout. That is OFPFarms.com, promo code LFA. Next up is the LFA TV website. That's LFATV.us. You know about the LFA TV store. It'll be back up. It'll be back up, ladies and gentlemen, in the month of July. You click on this donate button, though. I want you to click on the donate. We still keep seeing these errors. I'm not sure what's going on the website, but JeremyHarrell.com/donate or LFATV.us. Click on the donate tab. You can donate to LFATV.us. You can also donate to LFATV in the chat. Rumble rants, you know how that goes. Those go right to LFATV. So that is Rumble.com/LFATV. You can use Rumble rants as a way to donate. You can do that LFATV.us/donate or JeremyHarrell.com/donate. Let's move right along. I want to start with, before we get into everything else, I want to start with it. Well, maybe we'll wait for maybe we'll wait on this. We're going to start with this one, all right? Remember this? Remember I'm trying to remember what the stage in New York City, Obama tugged Joe Biden. We've been playing it every day.
Right.
3 days in a row we're going to play this clip because the left won't let it go. And Billy Currington theory, right? Okay. Must be doing something right. If they're upset about it, we must be doing something right. The left will not let it go. We talked about it a little bit yesterday, kind of around the rally coverage, but I want to talk about it more today because if the left is upset about this, then I'm going to continue sharing this video all over the place, right? Watch this. And then he leads him right off the stage, okay? Leads him right off the stage. We've all seen that video a bunch. We've probably seen this one, too, in Italy. You see Joe Biden. Everyone's facing one parachuter. He's distracted by something. I expected to see somebody maybe with an ice cream cone, or maybe there was a toddler, and he wanted to go for a sniff like he did with the Pope. Now he's saying hi to some. She's like, Joe, come over here, right? Now, the left was saying, well, you know, Joe Biden was talking, if he was doing something that he was supposed to do, would the Italian prime minister have told him to look the other way? Think, why is nobody asking that question? Why does nobody attack this with logic? If Joe Biden was doing what he was supposed to do right there, where he was tapped to turn around, don't talk to him, hey, look, we're over here. Would she have even bothered to do that? No, because he wasn't doing what he was supposed to do. And he was about to get lost again. Obama, would you have to tug him? Would you have to tug him if he was walking off the stage with you? If you thought he was just taking in the applause, do you think you'd have to grab him and bring him off the stage? I don't think so. I don't think so. So you have this video and you have the left now that is now I'm bragging. I'm going to have to put something right in front of me because we've lost the track. Can't start over. Can't start over. We have the left now. She's laughing and distracting me. She got to leave the room. We have the left now that is now creating a special task force. Folks, they need a task force because Joe Biden can't keep his you-know-what together on stage. A task force. A special group of people designed that is laying in wait, right? They're laying down. They're waiting. They're waiting for Joe Biden to make an oops, right? They're waiting for Joe Biden to make an oops. And then they are waiting for conservatives to react to that oops. And then they're going to come out and try and debunk it. Oh, it's a cheap fake. It's not a real video. It's edited. There was nothing edited about the videos that I just played for you. Nothing other than I didn't give you video of the entire event because it was hours long. Nothing edited, nothing cheap fake about it. This is crazy. So now we have this. And this is the funniest thing. First, we saw it with the Hunter Biden laptop, right? Remember the Hunter Biden laptop? That was, it was the Russian disinformation. I think what I just did in the middle of all that chaos with the laughter is I might have just screwed up the calls for the entire day. Yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Because I
was laughing and clicked an X when I shouldn't have done that. Now we may not be able to take calls today. So we'll have to see. We'll just have to see. Sometimes things happen. It's out of control. But here's what the left is doing. This is this cheap fake angle that they're taking. See, Joe Biden keeps going down, right? If he's not rubbing foreheads with the Pope, he's disappearing on stage with Obama. If he's not doing that, he's walking away from the crowd, with the prime minister of Italy. They're now creating a special task force to mitigate this thing because it's happening far too frequently. White House aides have become more sensitive about videos of President Joe Biden and have begun to quarrel with their media allies about the coverage of the Biden age gaffes and videos exposing moments of strange confusion. The White House invented the term cheap fakes after a video on Sunday showed former President Barack Obama walking Biden off stage after the president appeared to freeze at a fundraiser. Another video from June 13th appeared to show Biden wandering off into the distance in Europe before Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni turned him back to the group of world leaders watching a skydiving show. A third video showed Vice President Kamala Harris and allies dancing at a Juneteenth event while Biden appeared to stare blankly, not moving, with an empty smile on his face. The campaign, quote, established a task force to mitigate the risks posed by cheap fakes, a Biden official told Politico's West Wing Playbook Tuesday evening. It is also the responsibility of social media companies and media allies to mitigate the impact of the videos, the official stressed. And now here we go. So if you posted in 2020 about the Hunter Biden laptop, the government came out and said, no, to the social media companies. That's Russian disinformation. This is a Russian hack and leak operation. This is Russian propaganda. You have to shut that down. Now, where are we? Now we are, if you post a video of Joe Biden being Joe Biden, meaning falling off a bike, inventing words, making up things that he did over the course of his life that never happened, freezing on stage at a fundraiser, having to get pulled off the stage by Barack Obama, walking away from a skydiving show, freezing at a Juneteenth celebration, smiling blankly at nothing while everybody else was dancing. If you post all that type of stuff, if you post all that, this administration is now going to start telling social media platforms to stop promoting your account and stop promoting those videos because it's not nice. Because it's mean. Because it's ageist. Because they're edited and digitally altered. Digitally altered? According to Steve Krakauer, CBS News labels the clip a digitally altered video, but the video that we're talking about with him on stage is the same video shared by the White House. Quote, voters deserve accurate information to inform their choice this November, and our campaign will be vigilant in calling out these lies when we see them. Where's the lie? Biden campaign spokesperson Mia Ehrenberg told Playbook, we hope media organizations and others with influential platforms follow our lead. So the censorship is back, and now it's not even about it being Russian disinformation. If you're not nice to Joe Biden, they're going to ask the platforms to censor you. Who's a dictator again? I'm sorry. What? That's where we are. That is where we are. And that is what makes what's happening, what happened on The View, so ironic. It's so ironic. And we've been saying forever, no matter what you're into, if you step out of line, they're going to come for you. Hey, just ask the MAGA meme coin team. Do you know there's cryptocurrency exchanges that will not list our token because we're behind Donald Trump? It's true. The CoinDesk article about that. You don't think the left has made its way into every single institution everywhere? It has. So here we are. And here's The View. And they're afraid. If Donald Trump wins, oh, it's going to be a terrible thing for me. How many people do you think are watching The View going, oh, it's going to be a bad thing for Joy Behar? I won't do it. I won't vote for Trump. Nobody cares. They're voting for themselves, not for Joy Behar. But she thinks that Donald Trump would cancel The View if he wins the presidency. First of all, if Donald Trump makes that a campaign promise, I'm going to be supporting him even more. But second, it's what she says and how she says it's going to come about that is really alarming. I want you to listen to this and tell me what you think this sounds like. Here you go.
So you said recently that you thought that you, as an outspoken critic, could be a target yourself. Some people think that sounds overdramatic, but I'm right there with you. I think that he is so vindictive that he will go after, however he has to, through the IRS, maybe, or even, you know, through sponsors to get us off the air, FCC. Maybe, or you.
Yeah.
How seriously should we be taking that?
Well, so I was asked, am I worried about me? And my answer was, I'm worried about all of us. I'm no more worried about me than I am worried about everybody in the country. Yeah. I think it's bad to have somebody saying, give me as much power as you can in this country so I can use it to go after other Americans. So I can use it to go after these subhuman internal enemies and I'll destroy them.
Yeah.
Like, that's just not a good system for anybody. And I don't think anybody's safe if that's the sort of basis on which he wants to get more
power. Well, remember when Nixon had an enemies list? That was a proud moment for a lot of people if they were on the enemies list. Maybe we need to turn it around like that.
Well, I think that if he decides that he's going to go after you or me or anybody who's well known, you know, we have resources, we'll likely be fine. But I think there's a pattern where he picks out individual people and effectively terrorizes them.
But
Stormy Daniels wearing a bulletproof vest to get into the courthouse.
Oh, stop it. Did you hear it, though? I saw somebody in our chat, Reet45. That they're saying all of these things that their guy is doing. Okay, let's start with the IRS. Barack Obama weaponized the IRS to go after the Tea Party and shut them down. That was Obama. That was your guy. Your guy. Why did you? Because nobody's above the law. All right, well, then if there's tax violations, IRS violations going on, they're going to come after you too, right? It's nobody's above the law. That's what you say. What about what Joy Behar, America's second favorite cow on live television? What about what Joy Behar said? Oh, they might go after our sponsors. Oh, they might go after your sponsors. How about that sleaze bag, that windbag, that bimbo, Nandini Jammy? Ever hear of her? Everybody here from Bongino Army knows exactly who Nandini Jammy is. That would be the cat lady. Yes. She actually, her whole job, her whole existence is to find people she disagrees with. She, by the way, is on the left. And then she goes to those people's sponsors and threatens them. They pull their money away from that commentator's show or product, and that commentator suffers mightily. And it's not just her. How many left-wing pressure campaigns have we seen targeting sponsors, financial backers of networks, etc., all over the place in order to cancel a dissenting voice? We've seen this all the time. This is what the left does. And you have The View spouting, well, they're going to come after us because, you know, we're on some sort of enemies list. Are you kidding me? The amount of lists that this regime has made and put Americans on. By the way, I just got the news. 3 years in a row, we are on the anti-government extremist list with the SPLC. So how about a f- you to all the left out there? Oh, they're going to put us on a list. I'm on a list. I've been on a list for 3 years, and it's not the only list I've been on. I didn't put myself there. Your people did. You want to talk about canceling? Well, Donald Trump's going to, if he cancels you, first of all, I don't want to see the president of the United States cancel a show on a media network, okay? Just want to clear that up. I'm not a dictator. It is your regime that is targeting social media companies over videos that aren't nice to Joe Biden. And the only reason the videos aren't nice to Joe Biden is because Joe Biden has no idea what the hell he's doing in public. None. These videos don't have a partisan agenda. They are documenting this guy falling all over himself, getting lost, getting stuck, freezing, sniffing people, rubbing foreheads with the Pope. It's not about the video being edited for a purpose. They're just showing you what the hell is happening. But we have The View. And the cattle that are on that show, it's a farm. It's old McDonald had a farm. It's The View. On that farm, we had a cow. The cow's name was Joy Behar. We had a pig, and that one was Sonny Hostin. Hey, all of them. You got a sheep. That one's Whoopi Goldberg. Maybe she's another cow because she's huge. This show is nothing but livestock. Oh, they're dehumanizing. Wait a minute. Rachel Madcow. It was, oh, I'm so mad. I'm so mad. I want Rachel Madcow to actually beat Richard so I can smack him in the face because I'd never do it to a woman. But I want to, I am so annoyed with this woman. It was her network. It was her network. It was her show. It was her side of the aisle. Joy Behar, Whoopi Goldberg, Joy Reid, all these people who dehumanized everything. Anybody who didn't get that freaking vaccine, it was them, and now they have the nerve. Well, if Donald Trump is the president, he's gonna dehumanize and he's gonna come for us. Your guy has come for all of us, every one of us. You got the feds showing up at the home of a whistleblower in Texas who blew the whistle on an illegal child sex change program. But because it's out of line with the regime, the FBI shows up. Give me a break. Oh, you know, dehumanize. One more time. Listen to this nonsense.
So you said recently that you thought that you, as an outspoken critic, could be a target yourself. Some people think that sounds overdramatic, but I'm right there with you. I think.
Okay, outspoken targets or critics. Now, you're saying that's a bad thing? Outspoken targets? Outspoken critics are targets of the regime. If that's a bad thing, okay. You fat, disgusting windbag Joy Behar. Waste of space, waste of everything. Waste of a body. Just go away. You've got, okay, so because you're a critic of the regime, you become a target. It's bad when Trump does it, but if I'm a target of this regime, it's a good thing? Why?
So you said recently that you thought that you, as an outspoken critic, could be a target yourself. Some people think that sounds overdramatic, but I'm right there with you. I think that he is so vindictive that he will go after, however he has to, through the IRS maybe, or even...
That's what Obama did.
Through sponsors to get...
That's what the left does.
Us off the air, maybe, or you.
Yeah.
How seriously should we be taking that?
Well... So I was asked, am I worried about me? And my answer was, I'm worried about all of us. I'm more worried about me than I am worried about everybody in the country.
Yeah,
I think it's bad to have somebody saying, give me as much power as you can in this country so I can use it to go after other Americans. So I can.
That sounds a lot like what Joe Biden's doing, isn't it? The FBI?
Use it to go after these subhuman internal enemies and I'll destroy them.
Yeah. Subhuman internal enemies, like the people who didn't get the vaccine? That you dehumanized on your show? Shut the front door. You got to be kidding me. And these people, they're all in their ivory towers. They're untouchable. You think you're untouchable? Oh, you got another thing coming. I'll tell you what. Things get bad. Look, you're not going to see Rachel Maddow out there trying to make it right. That clip from The View, if you didn't hear them say the word Trump or you didn't know they were talking about Trump and you didn't know that they leaned left or right, you would think they were talking about Biden. These people suck. I hate them. I don't like to say I hate people. You're not supposed to say, I hate people. Guess what? I hate Joy Behar and I hate Rachel Madcow. I hate George Soros. I hate Hillary Clinton. I hate Joe Biden. Yes, I do. I hate Barack Obama. You know why? Because they're ruining our country. They're having a direct impact on my life. That's why I hate them. I wouldn't hate them if they weren't destructive. I would dislike them. But there are many people I dislike or disagree with. I don't want to smack. The livestock that is on The View, that's how I'm going to refer it, the cattle, okay? What is a group of cows called? A herd? Is it a herd? A herd. That herd of cows that calls themselves The View. The level of the lack of self-awareness there is unbelievable. It's unreal. I mentioned Biden's FBI visited a nurse. Yeah, here's the Ring video, the Ring doorbell video.
Hello?
Look at this.
All right. I'm looking for Vanessa Sivage.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who are you?
Cassie. I'll make some FBI.
Okay.
This is Mr. McBride.
Hey, I'm David McBride.
Okay.
Nice to meet you, sir.
It's been a pleasant interaction here. Any trouble?
Okay. All right.
Texas Rangers baseball shirt, by the way.
How are you? She snuck up on you there. You want to see, too? Are we interrupting dinner? I'm really sorry.
That's all right. What's going on?
Let me start at the beginning. So I'm sure you're aware of some of the things that have been going on at your work lately.
With regards to...
Yeah, so I gotta... Can we sit down for a minute? Let me do my song and dance.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. You gotta be kidding me. Well, I know there's something going on with your work. Yeah, in other words, an illegal child sex change operation just got exposed by Dr. Ethan Heim, and now this nurse is being visited by the FBI? You see what happens when you step out of the regime? Remember 4 years ago? Trust the doctors, the medical workers, they're our heroes. And you know what? They are. They absolutely are in times of crisis, tragedies, pandemics, catastrophes, severe weather events, violence, EMS workers, doctors, nurses who actually care. Yes, they are heroes. The same people they called heroes, by the way, who didn't take the vaccine, were fired. So much for heroes. Now they're getting their houses visited by the FBI. Christopher Rufo shared on X, the Biden administration sent two FBI agents to intimidate a nurse who told the truth about the child sex change program at Texas Children's Hospital. The regime is mobilizing to threaten and imprison anyone who opposes, quote unquote, transgender medicine. When Savage, that's her name, voiced her concerns about the practice, She was visited by two FBI agents, Paul Nixon and David McBride, who told her she was a, quote, person of interest in an investigation targeting the whistleblower who had exposed the child sex change program. Quote, quote, they threatened me. They promised they would make the life difficult for me if I was trying to protect the leaker. They said I was not safe at work and claimed that someone at my workplace had given my name to the FBI. But remind me, herd of cows on The View, remind me, what's going to happen if Donald Trump wins? We're going to be put on a list. They're going to come after us. You're coming after doctors for telling the truth about the fact that there's a hospital in Texas illegally cutting up kids. Come on. Give me a break. You know what? I want them to come for The View. Go ahead. Rachel Maddow. You know what? You want to do show me the man, show me the crime? Let's look into Rachel Maddow. I'm sure she's committed something. Want to play that game? We can play that game. Now, I want to get to the border. But first, I want to get to the I told you so part of this segment. Now, I'm going to play a clip from June 4th. Shout out to producer Eli putting the short clip together. This is from June 4th. I shared it. It's all over. I put it back up on Instagram because it's relevant again. It's something that happens all the time on this show, right? What I say becomes relevant a few weeks later. Listen to this whole thing. Joe Biden thinks you are stupid. The American voter. He thinks you're dumb. He thinks you're going to see him signing an executive order that is, quote unquote, addressing the border. And you're going to believe that he is taking action to stem the flow of illegal immigrants into this country because it has become a huge issue for many voters. He thinks you're going to believe that that executive order is enough for you to say, well, you know, Trump just got convicted. I'm voting for Biden. He thinks you're stupid when you know, the American voter, that this executive order allows 2,500 asylum seekers to cross the border every single day. And it only shuts down if the daily number of asylum seekers per week averages over 2,500 a day. So just to make it clear, 2,501, it shuts down. 2,499, it stays open. What's the difference? There is no difference. We don't know who they are. And this does not include anybody using that CBP One app that's out on all these cell phones now, which I'm sure anybody who's trying to gain access to this country could pay a cartel for. They can get themselves a phone and they can avoid that whole process altogether. And then you're going to see the liberal media, who also thinks you're stupid, come out and say, well, would you look at that? The number of asylum seekers has gone down ever since Joe Biden's executive order taking action on the border. And don't be surprised if you see that type of headline within a week of the June 27th debate. Did you hear what I said at the end there? You're going to hear the media, after the executive order, start to come out and say border crossings are down. And don't be surprised if you start to see that within a week of the June 27th debate. Well, they could only make it 9 days. This came out yesterday. Ladies and gentlemen, check this out. A senior U.S. official tells CBS News that illegal crossings along the southern border plunged to roughly 2,000 yesterday. Daily U.S. Border Patrol apprehensions of migrants have not averaged that number since 2020 when the pandemic depressed migration. Did I not say that was going to happen in that clip? Almost to a T. To a T. Like, I wish I was that good with the lotto. Guys, I'm just saying. You're not wasting your time when you watch the show. That's why I ask you to share. Don't be surprised if you see it. Boom. Are you surprised? Anybody of you surprised? No, I wasn't surprised. So that's the media doing what we know the media was going to do. And while we're talking about the border, we might as well get into this crazy story. The Biden administration has apparently lost, quote unquote, lost 600,000 children on the southern border, according to a former deputy border patrol agent. Quote, you understand the level of evil it has to be to lose 600,000 children. How do you lose 600,000 children if you're not trying to lose 600,000 children? How do you do that? How is that possible? Well, I think they have some bad people doing bad things, but giving them a couple of kickbacks, you know. The whole scheme, we've heard about it. Sound of Freedom, etc., child trafficking. 600,000 children. Former U.S. Customs and Border Protection Deputy Patrol Agent in charge, J.J. Carell, knows the United States southern border. He worked there for 24 years. 24 years. Not a guy who was there for 10 minutes, with a cup, get a cup of coffee and left. 24 years! Trust the experts. This guy sounds like an expert to me. Worked there for 24 years, a frontline security officer with the CBP. Few people have maintained such a careful and perceptive eye on the border since President Joe Biden essentially proclaimed it to be open for any and all illegal immigrants upon assuming office in 2021. Carell has described the influx of illegals as America being invaded in a recent book. He's now exposing the attendant explosion of child sex trafficking at the border as treason in a documentary that he is producing and expects to release by this coming September. The material is explosive, unbelievable, and heartbreaking. He said, this is the 24-year CBP veteran, up to 600,000 children have been moved across the border to be handled by non-governmental organizations, NGOs, and human traffickers. These kids are officially lost, but Carell says they're being pimped out to pedophiles or sold as sex slaves. And if you don't think that's what's going on the border, and if you think, well, you know, I guess kids could be tough to track and tough to keep track of, and it's a lot, and some of them can kind of get away. And if you don't think that this is what's going on, that it's sex trafficking, that it's human trafficking on the border, then you are choosing not to see what the hell is going on in this country. How lucrative an industry, and it's illicitly lucrative, but it is still lucrative. You can make a lot of money in that industry. 600,000 kids. You think that's all on the up and up? 600,000? Yeah, if it was 60 children, I'd have questions. That's like two kindergarten classrooms full of kids. 600,000? How do you lose that many kids? You do it on purpose. That's how you lose that many kids. Well, it's a lot of adrenochrome. A lot of things. Under Joe Biden, quote, under Joe Biden, over 600,000 of these children have been brought into the United States. There are over 400 detention facilities across America, Carell says, noting that a massive infrastructure system has grown to accommodate the movement of illegal immigrants. You understand the level of evil it has to be to lose 600,000 children. What if I was in Main Street America and say downtown Ohio, someone came and looked, and took little Susie from the third grade and didn't show ID, didn't do anything. There would be a manhunt for that individual. But the reason here, nobody cares, is because these children don't exist. They just don't exist. They come across the border with something tied to their shoe, to their shirt, like a pin saying, my name is so-and-so. I need to go to Tennessee or Orlando. That's it. And then the kids don't exist. I'm talking to a man that worked in these facilities for years, he says, and the horrors that he tells me, he says people are sexually abusing the children in DHS custody, meaning the NGOs are running it. So the Border Patrol agent gets the children, turns them over to NGOs. The NGOs have escorts that they hire, and they take these children all over the United States of America and even out to Hawaii. The former Border Patrol agent says, the life of these violated children is the stuff of nightmares. 600,000 kids. You can't, this just doesn't happen on accident. That's not one of these things that, whoa, look what's going on the border, 600. That's a lot of children that's gone missing. And the sad part is, kind of like when Africans sold themselves into slavery, some of the parents down there that are letting this happen to their kids, they're selling their children into this. The cartels sure as hell don't care. And our government doesn't care. We care. But that story is just out of control. Finally, just want to put this up on the screen. We mentioned it earlier. Willie Mays passed away, 93 years old, one of the best to ever play baseball. Over 600 home runs, and he did it the right way. We will miss Willie Mays. But we will not forget Willie Mays. But we will miss him. And the left says, I'm not allowed to like Willie Mays because he's black and I'm white. And I happen to like Willie Mays not because he's black, because he was a great baseball player. Wow, it's weird. You can see past color? Yes. Willie Mays is a phenomenal baseball player. I like him because he's a phenomenal baseball player. Not because he's a phenomenal black baseball player. I don't care that he's black. I care that he played baseball very well. That's why I like and respect Willie Mays on the baseball field. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's get to a word from our friends over at Ammo Squared, and then we're going to try. We're going to try these calls. I hope they work out. I really do, because it would be, well, it'll be very tough for us to not be able to do the calls today, because we're all out of stuff. It's been a pretty slow news week, unless you want to start making stuff up. All right, ladies and gentlemen, AmmoSquared.com, AmmoSquared.com, AmmoSquared.com. AmmoSquared will help you stay stocked up on ammunition automatically. Your ammo grows slowly over time. It's stored for free while it builds up, and it's shipped whenever you want it. It's a very budget-friendly way to build a stockpile of ammo. It's customizable by as little as a few dollars a month and use dollar-cost average to your advantage. It's a unique way to invest in ammunition. You can buy low, stockpile over time, and cash out when prices rise, or you can take delivery and skip the high prices in the market. AmmoSquared.com is amazing. There is no minimum. There are no memberships needed and no extra fees. Customers can buy ammo on a small budget, watch it grow over time like a savings account. You can buy less than a box, even less than a single round of ammunition. Fractional rounds of ammo, like fractional shares of stock at Robinhood. Ammo adds up over time until it becomes full boxes, and then it is shippable, and you get free shipping on all orders over $250 in value. That is AmmoSquared.com, AmmoSquared.com. There is no promo code. AmmoSquared.com, AmmoSquared.com. I want to say thank you to everybody who is in the Rumble Rant, on the live chat right now. Threw some Rumble Rants in there. There are two folks who are in there. It's R and S. I'm not sure exactly who those people were who donated.
R Star.
And Stubbs. And Stubbs. Okay, that's who I thought it was, but I want to make sure we got the R Star and Stubbs. Thank you so much for the contributions in the chat, the Rumble chat. We are going to get to your calls in just a moment. 631-527-4545. Let's say start the calls now, but because we haven't played this one in a long time, why don't we go ahead and take a load off and get our minds straight and play a little clip from our friend Mike Lindell.
And I'm not asking about the lumpy pillow calls.
No, they're not lumpy pillows. That's not what they call on. Okay? When you say lumpy pillows, now you're an asshole. You got that? You're an asshole, Mike, is what you are. Mike, no, sorry. He's an asshole. No, he's an ambulance chasing asshole. That's what you are. Lumpy pillows, kiss my ass. Put that in your book. No, they answer anything, any problem customer that wants to reach Mike Lindell. Those are the ones. I want to talk to Mike Lindell. I want to talk to Mike Lindell. They send them to here and they go, or they call about, maybe they didn't get their pillow on time because of the FedEx or whatever. Well, we'll cover them even though it could be somebody else's fault. Nobody called because of a lumpy pillow. But good one though.
You done?
Yeah, I'm done.
What I'm saying,
obviously, you don't have a My Pillow too. You don't, do you?
What I'm saying is, Mr. Lindell,
asshole. But go ahead. No, I'm pissed.
I understand.
Yeah, go. When you're saying what?
MyPillow.com, promo code Sean45, SHAWN45. MyPillow.com, promo code Sean45. All right, let's get to your calls. Of course, if they are going to work, we'll see what's happening. Here we go. And hello, who do we have on the line here?
Well, hello, this is Heather Osborne calling.
That's right, I recognize the number. Heather Osborne is calling, and Heather, it's good to hear from you again after not hearing from you last week. That was kind of crazy.
I'm having withdrawals here. What do I do?
It was kind of wild. I could not believe that we were not hearing from you last week. Well, what's up? What's going on?
Oh, gosh. Let's see. Not much. Just watching all the craziness go on and, you know, and just kind of, you know, wait. I really hope they do that immunity case tomorrow if they have any Supreme Court ruling, so I'm kind of hoping that comes soon. So,
well, if we get the ruling, if we get a favorable ruling, let me just say this to you. If we get a favorable ruling on immunity tomorrow, Brennan and I are going to be in a location where that is going to be quite the shindig. Yeah.
Very awesome. Mm-hmm. That's a hi, Brennan.
Hi.
I also want to tell you, too, I was thinking of trying to work on a Kamala, like, accent thingy. But uh-oh. All she does is laugh, like, and I was going to ask Trump and ask you, so, you know, Trump, could you give me a job? Or I guess I could work at McDonald's, you know?
We would never let you anywhere near the Golden Arches. We're never going to do it. That much I can say, we're never going to do it.
Or Trump, could you give me a job?
Well, very good. I love it. I love it, Heather. Always good to hear from you. We missed you last week,
but
we are very happy to hear from you this week. So thanks so much for the call.
You guys have a great day.
You too.
Thank you.
Heather Osborne, she got through first. Last week, she was close. I actually picked up her call, and it dropped.
Oh, yeah.
And she was not able to get through.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable.
I'm
it
glad
was like
she made it through. She
everything was,
first was
working
one today.
Against her. 631-527-4545. Got time for a few more. I saw a few people try to get through there. 631-527-4545. Waiting for the next call to come through. I'm like, okay, so I got my final workout of the week done today. Mm-hmm. My body, I'm still really, really warm. It's been like hours after I did these sprints and all this stuff. And, like, the view just isn't helping. I'm so mad at these people. All right, here we go. We got another one coming. Here we are. We say hello, welcome to Ungoverned, and who do we have on the line here?
Hi there. I'm Sonia Douglas.
All right, welcome, welcome. How are you?
Say again?
I say welcome, welcome. How are you?
I guess I'm okay.
Okay.
I love your show.
Very good. We so appreciate you calling. Appreciate you being a part of it. What's on your mind?
Well, I got three things on my mind. Will Johnson had a show yesterday that had a guy named Chris on there about satellite phones.
Okay.
It's called prepgear.com. I went there and the website says it's inactive.
Uh-oh.
And my other thing is I just want to tell Sean and Brenna they're so lovely and I love them. And the second thing is if the gag order is denied for Trump, how is he supposed to do a debate? How is he supposed to do the RNC conference and all that if he's gagged?
Well, it depends on what he's gagged on, right? But that's a good question. The debate, now, if they bring up a topic at the debate that he can't talk about, if I was Donald Trump, I would say, see, this is why the gag order is unconstitutional, because I now can't debate my opponent. It actually might be a good thing for him.
Right.
Now, I know
I would just say F it and go ahead and get thrown in jail.
or that, right? Because I think going to jail actually would help him. But yeah, you know what? Put me in jail. Let's see what happens. I dare you to do it. Put me in jail.
Right.
Well, thank you so much for the call. Thank you so much for the kind words. We really appreciate it. Thank you.
You're awesome. Thank you.
Thanks so much. Always good to hear. As a new caller that time, always good to hear from folks like that. You can keep the calls coming in. 5 minutes left. 631-527-4545. 631-527-4545. It's always nice to hear from a new... Not that I don't like the old faces. We love everybody who calls, but it's always
it's
nice to see other people
get through
right?
For the first time, yeah.
For the first time.
Yeah.
And sometimes people are really excited. Oh my God, I didn't expect to get through. It's always fun to see it. All right, 631-527-4545. See a bunch of people trying to call. It's hard. Sometimes doesn't let them get through.
Right.
There's a lot of competition, right? And so we have to wait until those calls come through. But that is at 631-527-4545, 631-527-4545. Matt Brown with a good point says, CNN will say, you see, this is why we can't have a convicted felon president with a gag order, even though they were the ones who put the thing in place. Anyway, the website here for the phone calls, I don't know if it's down. I see people trying again, but it's not giving me the option to pick it up.
I'll tell you right now, if Dylan was on, he'd have gotten through.
Oh, Dylan would have got through. He's persistent. Yeah, 631-5. Don't be shy, people. 631-527-4545. Unless you're trying to call and it's just not getting through. 631-527-4545. Anyway, before we go for the weekend, because we're going to have two more pre-recorded shows this week, one tomorrow and one on Friday. Friday's show is going to be a very interesting conversation with somebody who's got a test out that is allowing liberals to diagnose their insanity effectively, or at least show themselves they're not actually insane, that they actually have more common ground. You're not going to want to miss that on Friday. Here we go. We have another one coming in right here. Let's see. Did it go through? Oh, it looks like it didn't. That is there we go. Here comes another one. Let's pick this one up here. Hello, who do we have on the line?
My name's Cheryl.
Hi, Cheryl. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing very, very well. What's on your mind?
I've been watching you for quite a few years now. Love your show.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
And yeah, just think you're doing a great job.
Awesome. Awesome. We're trying. That's every single day. That's very nice of you to say. What's going on?
And I'm fellow former Long Islander.
All right. Fellow, because I saw the area code calling and I said, this isn't a Long Island area code, but I'm not going to say the rest, obviously, but it was a Long Island. Former Long Islander.
That means has moved.
Have you fled to a red state?
I'm in North Carolina.
Okay. Well, that's going to be a state, and Mark Robinson is going to be your governor, which is
I cannot
wait.
I can't wait
for that either. Well, hopefully he gets over the finish line there. I think things look good for him, especially with Trump on the ballot. So, Cheryl, thank you so much for the call. Thank you for following for so long, and we really appreciate it. We hope you have a great rest of your day and a great weekend.
You too. Thanks, Sean.
All right. Thank you. That was Cheryl calling, formerly from Long Island, now from North Carolina. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Sorry, everybody. I see everybody else trying to call through right now, but we got to go. Will Johnson is coming up next with Culture Wars. That is at 6 p.m. Eastern, Based America with Drew Hernandez at 7 p.m. and Stone Zone with the great Roger Stone at 8 p.m. Eastern. As President Trump says, we will never give up, we will never give in, and we will never, ever surrender. And if all else fails, we'll just become ungovernable. Thank you. God bless you. God bless this one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I hope everybody has a great rest of your day. Head over to the website. That is Farish Media, FarashMedia.com. Sign up for our email list. We'll be sending out a new email Monday morning. So sign up between now and we'll make the cutoff Sunday at 8 p.m. Central Time. Sign up between now and then, and you will get an email Monday morning from us. You go to the website, and there is a place to add your name and email list, name and email to our email list, Farish Media, FarashMedia.com. Anywhere you get your podcast as well, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, make sure you hit the subscribe button over there. It is totally free. You don't have to do anything. You just got to open the app, hit subscribe or follow, whatever the case may be, and that's it. But we need that to help us fly up the charts. Same thing here on Rumble. It's totally free. Hit the thumbs up button before you leave. Make sure you're following this channel before you leave for the day as well, before you head over to Will Johnson's stream. Thank you so much to everybody who watched and listened. We are pre-recorded tomorrow. We are pre-recorded on Friday as well. And back live for you in living color on Monday afternoon. Until then, we hope everybody has a tremendous rest of your day, a tremendous Thursday, a tremendous Friday, a great weekend, and we will see you on Monday, same time, same place, rumble.com/LFATV, 5 p.m. for Ungoverned. Until then, have a great rest of your week, have a great weekend, and bang, gavel! We'll see you next week.